Everybody, welcome to week 7 of Locker Room Chats. I'm Crinan Prophet. Alongside me here, JCN Boys head coach Corey Null. Coach, congratulations picking up your first win of the season and in big style fashion doubling up the amount of points of your opponent. 64-32 win over the ACCHS Tigers. You had that win on Friday and then you went and played Valley Falls that Saturday, losing just 74-40. But Valley Falls is one of the best teams here in this league. That's where the tournament was held at Valley Falls. What can you give me a quick thought here of the wrap up of that Valley Falls tournament for, you know, how your team did?
Yeah, you know, Rossville is kind of on another level than us right now. So that was a tough first game. So we kind of just moved forward past that one and then looked forward to ACCHS and going into that one. We knew both teams were winless and both teams were looking for a chance for their first win. And I thought we played well enough to win. Chance, like you said, he had 2 from 3 and finished 18 points. And I think they were all in the first half. And then I think Andy had 16, like you said. And so that was good to see those guys kind of get it rolling a little bit. And then I thought we picked up a little confidence and we headed into the Valley Falls game on Saturday. And it was kind of a frustrating game because I feel like we played okay. You know, and going into the third quarter, halfway through the third quarter, I think it was a 6 or 7 point game. Like we cut it down pretty close. But just over the course of the game, we had over 30 turnovers, which you're never going to win any games like that. And then we got our huddle stats back and our turnover percentage was over 40%. So, you know, I told the guys, you know, if we can handle the ball and handle some pressure, you know, we can kind of compete with anybody because, like I said, it was a 6 point game, but then it kind of got away from us there in the third and end of the third and fourth quarter. You know, we're in a unique situation where most of our ball handlers are underclassmen, you know, freshmen, sophomores. So it's kind of their first experience of varsity basketball. And, you know, we're making young mistakes. I'm telling them to learn from them and, you know, maybe that'll make them better for the future. But, right now it's just, you know, Valley Falls is at a different pace than we are. You know, they play fast. They pressured us the full court and, you know, our younger guys kind of succumbed to that a little bit, but credit to them because, you know, they kind of found our weakness and hit us from the start.
Well, big credit there to Andy Baker at 16 points against ACCHS, 13 points against Valley Falls. He made the all-tournament team from the Valley Falls tournament. What can you tell me about a player like him and how, you know, he's going to continue to build the success in the winning tradition here for your team, especially as this season goes on, as upcoming here, you got back-to-back games against Troy.
Yeah, you know, Andy is right now our only returner from last year's state team with Eli Weiser being out all year with an ACL injury and then Will Elias with a broken hand. He's our only returner from that team last year. So we have a lot of new faces and we're kind of leaning on him to kind of bring everybody along with him. You know, I thought we had a good game plan going into the Valley. We were kind of wanting to feed him into the post, but we just had trouble getting it down to the post. And then, we have our own issues inside, sometimes just finishing shots around the basket. So, you know, there's a couple tweaks here and there. They're big tweaks for sure, but, you know, I think if we can take care of some of that, we compete with some of these teams.
And again, the upcoming opponent in Troy, you play them back to back. You play them once tomorrow, and then you'll play them next week on Tuesday. That game will be on 93.7. Care, what can you tell me about this, league team that you're going to play back to back here?
Yeah, you know, you look at some of their scores and they've, you know, they had the tough tournament at Nemaha Central, and they competed with Nemaha Central. They competed with Rock Creek, and, you know, we saw Rock Creek first game of the year, and they're a different caliber of team as well. And, you know, they competed with them. It was, I think, like a 10-point game. And so they obviously have some talent. They like to get up and run, score a lot in transition, and right now our transition defense isn't the best, so we're going to stop their transition game. The Jack Hartman inside is a big physical presence, and then he likes to go to work inside, so we got to make sure we can limit him, and then they kind of just surround him with some shooters. So we got to make sure we can contest the shots, kind of limit their guards as much as we can, and then I've seen they play, they like to press, they'll play some man, they'll play some zone, so I kind of expect them to put the pressure on us early, and then we'll, you know, see if we can handle that, and after that we got to be ready for a man or zone defense.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. This has been the JCN Boys head coach, Cornell. Coach, thank you for your time.
I appreciate it.
This JCN Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design.